since the Civil War.
He said it twice, but he says, no, that's not hyperbole. But it is hyperbole. He cannot mean that. Historically, he cannot mean that. Since the Civil War? Are you joking? That's absolutely ridiculous. That's what's so scary. And when I said scary Biden rhetoric, I meant it. It's scary when he starts talking about H.R. 1 and H.R. 4, which now are SB 4 and SB 1. It's scary what they're talking about doing. And it's all about power. That's all it is. Plain and simple. Coming up, Robert Fellner. What does he think of voting rights and what's going to be happening in our state, maybe around the nation? A lot of what they're talking about in HB 1 and HR 1, it's already happening here in Nevada. We'll talk about that. Robert Fellner, Vice President and Director of Policy for Nevada Policy Research Institute. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Repairs.
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. Repairsmith.com, code RADIO.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Biden administration is set to begin evacuations of Afghans who aided the U.S. military effort in the nearly 20-year war the U.S. fought there.
A senior administration official says the flights out of Afghanistan will be conducted during the last week of July. It's being called Operation Allies Refuge, and seats will be available first for special immigrant visa applicants already in the process of applying for U.S. residency. The evacuation could potentially affect tens of thousands of Afghans. Several thousand who worked for the U.S., plus their family members, are already in the application pipeline. The Biden administration has also been working on identifying a third country or U.S. territory that could host Afghans while their visa applications are processed. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell suggested Wednesday that inflation, which has been surging as the recovery strengthens, will likely remain elevated in coming months before moderating.
Measures of longer-term inflation expectations have moved up from their pandemic lows and are in a range that is broadly consistent with the FOMC's longer-run inflation goal.
At the same time, Powell signaled no imminent change in the Fed's ultra-low interest rate policies. An Iranian intelligence officer and three alleged members of an Iranian intelligence network have been charged in Manhattan with plotting to kidnap a prominent Iranian opposition activist and writer in exile to take her back to Tehran. Masih Alinejad said she can't believe the levels Iran went to try to kidnap her.
I was shocked when I just heard from FBI 8 months ago. They came to my house and they said, you know, the government in Iran trying to kidnap you. You have to be careful. You should not travel.
A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 44 points. The Nasdaq, however, dropped 32. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
We all know there's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's the biggest investment you'll ever make. It's the place you'll make your own. Angie is on a mission to help you love your home by taking on all the projects that come along with it. Angie takes all the help you could possibly need for your home and puts it right in the palm of your hand. When you download the Angie app, you can find a professional to fix an emergency leak when you need it. Handling your home has never been this straightforward. But now we have Angie, your home for everything.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Moving to Las Vegas, apparently no bluff, as the commissioner of Major League Baseball says such a move by the Oakland A's is a viable option. The A's have been pushing for a new oceanfront stadium in Oakland for several years now. The Oakland City Council considers a non-binding vote next Tuesday, but that's just a first step in what would be a very long process. Team officials have a fourth visit to Las Vegas planned for next week, and a final decision on where the A's will play in the future could come by the end of this year. If the A's don't make a deal to stay in Oakland and do make the move to Las Vegas, they are considering playing in Southern Nevada even before a new stadium is built. They could do that at their AAA affiliate's home field, Las Vegas Ballpark in Summerlin, capacity 10,000. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority's top dog is getting a pay raise. The agency's board unanimously approved giving President and CEO Steve Hill more than $15,000 a year more, bringing his yearly salary to over $397,000. The LVCBA's Compensation Committee said they might consider bonuses for Hill and other executives later in the year. Hill did not receive a pay raise last year when COVID-19 effectively shut down Las Vegas and brought convention business to a screeching halt.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Cleanup continues on one accident through the resort corridor. You're going to find that on the left side of the freeway there on 15 southbound near the Charleston exit. Southbound 15 Charleston, left shoulder is where that's being reported. Still have the road hazard at the Southern Beltway interchange. That's on the ramp connecting 15 southbound with 215 westbound. Keep an eye out for some debris in the travel lanes there. North Las Vegas injury accident is off the freeway, but it is over I-15 on Craig Road over I-15. And still have that accident in the Summerlin area. That's on Buffalo at Westcliff, just south of 95 there on Buffalo. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. Think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen,
Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is hour number two of Live and Local. Good to have you with us for a Wednesday, a hump day. Vaccination numbers are plummeting all across the country. We got all kinds of stuff going on. We got the president now talking about voting rights. And we got Texas lawmakers camping out in our nation's capital. Don't know when they're going to go home. Maybe not until August 1st or maybe even September. Maybe even September 1. That is unbelievable. Joining us now, Robert Fellner. He's the Vice President and Director of Policy for Nevada Policy Research Institute. And this NPRI report is brought to you by our friends at Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos and all the good folks there. Robert, first of all, thanks for joining us. Always good to have you on. This is normally you'd say, oh, it's the middle of summer. Everything's going to slow down. But you got so much going on at NPRI. You've got a major event coming up that we'll talk about later on. But one of the things that teachers in our state are mindful of is that they have an opportunity, at least for another day, to essentially opt out of the teachers' union. Can you talk a little bit about the genesis of this program and the important role that NPRI has played just in the last bunch of years?
Yeah, absolutely. Great to be with you as always, Kevin. So as you mentioned, the teachers' unions here in Nevada, they don't give their members the right to opt out. The only way, if you're a union member in Nevada, you can leave is if you send written notice sometime between July 1st and July 15th. If you fail to send that letter during that time frame, and like you said, they only have one day left, you're locked in. You have to pay the full dues until that time comes around again the following year. And I think what a lot of people have pointed out, which I think is correct, those 2 weeks they give them happen to be in the middle of summer when teachers are on summer break and it might slip their mind. So we've heard from many teachers over the years who have been denied their ability to opt out and been frustrated by that. So we're all about freedom. We're all about giving workers all the rights and choices they deserve as free Americans, free Nevadans. And so unfortunately we can't get rid of the unions and they're terrible rules for their members. So we figured the least we can do is send out these mailings, do a lot of, kind of PR and get it out there to let them know, hey, this is your 2 week shot. So if you want to leave, you're in the Clark County Teachers Union, for example, you want to save about $850 a year, you better get that letter in right now.
I'm curious, the fact that we've gone through a pandemic and the teachers union, really teachers unions across the nation have kept our kids out of brick and mortar schools, forced them into Zoom, all kinds of really horrible, horrible school environments. Many kids just walking away from the district. Have you noticed a spike or any kind of a difference in numbers this year as opposed to previous years without the pandemic?
You know, I just saw, it was a national poll, but I just saw a national poll from Gallup, which showed a 9 percentage point drop in, the favorability of teachers' unions. So I think people are starting to connect the dots. And one of the things we do is after this two-week period, this two-week opt-out period ends tomorrow, and if any teachers listening, go to nvteacherchoice.com or our website, nvri.org, and we can show you how to write that letter. You only got a day left. What we do after that two-week window ends is we wait about a week or two, and then we do a public records request to collect the data and to see what happened there in the trend. And in past years, it's been very consistent with members opting out. And I think our most recent data shows only about 55%, maybe at most 59% of teachers are even in the union. So it'll be interesting to see if that dips below the 50% mark, which would mean, more teachers will be not in the union than be a part of the union.
Well, and explain why that's important, what the significance of that percentage is. That goes below 50%. Does that mean that they can decertify the union?
Yes. The problem has been the school districts historically don't want to. I think they just find it easier to deal with the union. But technically, if a union cannot show that they have majority support, they can be decertified. So whether or not that happens is you know, kind of up to the powers that be there. But the more practical reason this is so important is, one, we don't think teachers should be paying money for an organization to support, especially an organization as political as the unions. But two, also, I mean, the unions are very clear that they're against Nevada. You know, 77%, I've seen polls as high as 80% of Nevada supports school choice, and unions have consistently denied them that. They're, you know, they've turned their back on the children by keeping the schools closed. So allowing those who don't want to subsidize this really harmful political behavior the ability to get out and keep their own money is a win for just all Nevadans generally.
And explain how that would work relative to if the number did dip below 50%, what would have to happen? Is there a procedure to decertify the union, and how would that work?
Yeah, so that's, as I'm sure you know, colleague Daniel's been all over that. That falls to the, it's really weird how they phrase it in statute, but basically we have this state labor relations board. I think it's Nevada Employer Relations Board that oversees all the unions. And the law says something to the effect, I don't have it right in front of me, there's something to the effect of, you know, when this board that governs the union here in Nevada has good cause to believe, you know, that they don't have majority support, they can move to decertify them. So Daniel's been bugging them over the years because there's a bunch of smaller unions, like they'll have unions for, let's say, you know, support staff, so think bus drivers, custodians, things like that. And especially in some of the rural, we've seen they only have like 30% members. And Daniel's kind of showing them the numbers, like, what's going on here? He's like, oh, let's take a look. And so nothing has ever happened. So what I think to force that, you would actually need some political figure, the school district themselves, or someone to file formal notice with the board and say, hey, we know for a fact this doesn't have majority support because we do the payroll, we cut the union checks. You know, there's 100 teachers, only 25 of them are cutting checks to the unions. That means 75 is not in the union. So get rid of this thing. But for some reason, you know, I guess because of the political process, no one's ever had the political will to do that. So we'll see if that happens this time.
We will. Again, Robert Fellner joining us, the Vice President and Director of Policy for Nevada Policy Research Institute. We talked a little bit, just a little bit about the pandemic and how it impacted teachers and students and the school district. I'm curious from your perspective, this whole Vax Nevada days, tomorrow they're going to be giving away another $250,000 and all kinds of other stuff just to get vaccinated. What do you make of all this, the idea of government having to, well, literally bribe the constituents to get a vaccination?
I don't like it, Kevin. I mean, I'm working on a piece right now that should come out in a week or so. That kind of speaks to the government's role in all of this. And I don't think it's, you know, they shouldn't be giving away taxpayer money and making raffles. And it kind of, I don't know, makes the whole issue seem less serious. Their role is to provide information, provide the vaccines, like they are, make them publicly available, like they are. But that's pretty much it. They shouldn't be using tax dollars to hold raffles or lotteries or, God forbid, go door to door. Everyone is pretty much aware that the vaccines are out there. But one of the things I'm working on this piece is, you know, it's ironic because they're bemoaning this, you know, group of people who are choosing, exercising their right as free Americans, not to get the vaccine, and, you know, they clearly wish everyone would get it. And from my point of view, really the people in public health, Dr. Fauci, the CDC, have done the most to undermine trust in these institutions, which likely explains why some people don't want to get it. They don't trust it. I mean, all through this pandemic, Dr. Fauci, for example, has admitted over and over again that he lies to us to get us to do what he wants to do. You know, famously, he said no one should wear a mask, and a couple of weeks later said everyone should wear a mask. And when, you know, he gets these flattering interviews with New York Times or 60 Minutes, he's sitting down explaining this. He said, whoa, I didn't change my mind. When I said don't wear a mask, I just didn't want you guys to go out and buy them and there be a shortage for the frontline workers, you know, and once I saw that wouldn't happen, then I said wear them. Well, what is that? That is him admitting I lied. I didn't give you science or medical advice. I lied to you to get you to do what I want. So this kind of thing has happened over and over again. And it's like, if you want people to take a vaccine, we're not doctors. We got to trust you guys. And if, you know, this group of people saying you've lied to me before, how can I trust you now? They really only have themselves to blame. And it's just very frustrating because they could have done a much better job if they treated Americans like adults. Because here's the data. Here's the benefits. Here's the risks. You're a free grown adult, make your own decision instead of treating us like we're too stupid to handle the truth.
Robert Fellner joining us. I love this. When we come back, there is a corollary to something that has happened before in American politics that is very, very strikingly similar to what we're experiencing now with the vaccine. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Did you know one of the most important keys to success on the track and for safe driving on the road is having the right pressure in your tires. Properly inflated tires are essential to help you get the best gas mileage and keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by your local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tomorrow, more money being doled out by Governor Sisolak. The Vax Nevada days. They're giving away upwards of $5 million. If folks will just get vaccinated. Joining us now, Robert Fellner, the Vice President, Director of Policy for Nevada Policy Research Institute. And by the way, this NPRI report brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. I'm just curious. This, to me, sounds remarkably similar, and I had to, like, jog my memory. But it was almost the way they dealt with Obamacare, where they couldn't believe that a 22-year-old youngster, young man, young woman, wouldn't rather go on spring break rather than pay for Obamacare. So they ended up taxing people or giving them a penalty. Is this a little similar to that?
Yeah, I mean, I can see what you're talking about there, and you know, they're frustrated that some people don't want to do what they want them, you know, to do, and they're trying to come up with any way to get them all behave in a certain way. But, you know, what makes our country great and what, you know, the principle we think is most important and worth defending is freedom. And that's, you know, you can have an opinion, you could be right, but the whole idea is freedom is people are allowed to do things that you think are wrong, right? I mean, that's we're kind of losing that in our culture, and certainly from government, where they, you know, they might pay lip service to the idea of freedom, but you can see they don't believe it, right? I mean, if they come to the conclusion you should get vaccinated, it means that's what you need to do, and you don't have the right to make your own decision. And that's something that we're never going to be okay with. And again, as I mentioned, I'm working on a piece to really address this in more detail. Because I think, you know, I'm trying to look at how did we get here? How do we even get to the point where some people can go on TV? You know, CNN has this crazy doctor lady who's every other week talking about how the government needs to make it hard on people who haven't gotten vaccinated and that we need mandates. Like, how do we even get to a point where that can be considered like a viable policy idea? And so I really want to explore and emphasize why fighting for the principle of liberty and freedom, which includes allowing people to do things you disagree with, is so important. Because if you give that away, it becomes really hard in a situation like this to say, no, the government doesn't have any right to do this. If you've already said, well, of course the government can arrest you for, let's say, ingesting a drug that's bad for you or not going to school they designate for you. If you kind of acquiesce to the idea the government is supposed to keep us safe, this is the road it leads down. I don't like it.
Okay, so Robert, explain to me, how do we market? Is there something we're missing here in marketing this thing to people who simply don't want to take any vaccine, not just this vaccine, any vaccine? They don't take the flu vaccine, the pneumonia, the shingles. They don't take any of them. How do we market to them?
Well, I mean, that's a tough one. I mean, if people are against vaccines, that's tough. I don't know how you do it, and I kind of want to say I'm okay with that, right? I think that's the role of government, is you present the information. If people make decisions that you and I disagree with, you know, that's the price we pay for freedom. And I think that's a price worth paying. What I would say is I think the government could have done a better job to make it more compelling to people on the fence is if they'd just been a bit more straightforward and they didn't try and one of the things that really rubbed me the wrong way is the idea of denying there's any such thing as natural immunity. It's like, well, when I think about that group of people you're talking about, Kevin, who are just totally opposed to it, if you ignore the nuance and pretend it's
you know, everyone needs to get vaccinated. There's no difference between if you've recovered from an infection or not. You allow those people to say, hey, I know you're lying about that. You know, I know that when you do recover, you generate antibodies. So if you give them the one example of you lying, it's just so hard to win them over again. And so that's why I really wish they just confined their role to presenting the information and allowing people to make the case. But to really answer your question, I don't have an answer for that. I mean, there are people who, I mean, I'm struggling to figure out why 90% of Americans aren't more passionate about limited government and freedom. So